Hunt County Judge Steve Tittle resigned his post effective this afternoon. This from a letter his office sent to Governor Rick Perry's office this morning in a press release, which the Greenville Herald-Banner shared earlier today. Tittle's abrupt departure comes in the wake of a number of criminal allegations and an investigation by the Attorney General's office. Herald-Banner editor Caleb Slinkard has been following these developments.
Well, you know, this is kind of a complicated story that's been developing for several months now, and we don't have all of the pieces to it yet. But here's what I can tell you. Judge Steve Tittle sent a letter of resignation to Governor Rick Perry's office this morning, resigning his position as a district judge here in Hunt County. Before that letter was sent, Tittle was being investigated by the Attorney General's office. Now, that investigation was initiated by Hunt County District Attorney Noble Walker and County Attorney Joel Littlefield. They received criminal allegations regarding conduct by Tittle. And after they conducted an initial investigation, they determined that there was sufficient evidence of criminal violations to move forward with that investigation. And then because, obviously, there's some connections between Tittle and the district attorney's office, he served there for 10 years, they decided to recuse themselves from that investigation and forwarded that to the attorney general's office. Now, after Tittle resigned, they sent out a joint press release stating that they are not aware of any further sessions of the grand jury regarding Steve Tittle. And, of course, the grand jury was hearing testimony regarding Tittle's conduct. So there is definitely a connection between Tittle's resignation and this attorney general investigation. But as to, you know, what the future of that investigation is and whether his resignation was part of some sort of contract or deal with the attorney general's office is just information we don't have at this time.
Now, your paper broke a story back in May that indicated that he'd received a reprimand from the state.
Absolutely, yeah. The Texas Commission on Judicial Conduct sent him a reprimand in May of this year for two, you know, kind of broad actions that he'd done. The first one was his conduct toward Hunt County Probation Director Jim McKenzie, which, you know, we did several stories about Tittle's interaction with the probation department. But basically, the commission said that he was bullying McKenzie. He required McKenzie to do some pre-sentence investigations and other things that you know, as a probation director, McKenzie really didn't have to do. And he also waived dozens of probation fees, which is one of the primary ways the probation department gets money. And actually, the 6th District Court of Appeals this year in May reinstated 14 of those probation fees, and some of those other fees have been reinstated. So there was some conduct between him and the probation department that kind of initiated that public reprimand. The other side of that was a case that he heard where he made some demeaning statements, according to the commission, toward Assistant District Attorney Lauren Hudgens, where he threatened to duct tape her mouth if she didn't stop talking. And his sentencing decision in that case was also overturned by the 6th District Court of Appeals. So those were the two main things that kind of initiated that public reprimand.
So what happens next?
We're investigating, you know, whether that Attorney General's investigation has been terminated, and as far as what, you know, what's going to happen to the courts moving forward. I mean, obviously, you know, Hunt County is down from 4 judges to 3. So Governor Perry could appoint a judge to temporarily take over for Tittle until Judge Andrew Bench replaces him in January. They could try and split the load between those 3 judges. Or Perry could just appoint Judge Bench, and the commissioners could appoint the individual who's going to be replacing Bench at county court, at his county court at law position. So as far as, you know, there's a lot of kind of waves that this, you know, resignation is making, and as far as what that impact's going to be, we don't know the full impact yet, but that's definitely something we'll be reporting on.
Caleb, thank you so much.
Absolutely, it was a pleasure.
For KETR News, I'm Jared Knight.